Missouri Nut Sports, I'm Bill Pollack. March Madness is here. Missouri State pulled off a big upset in the Conference USA tournament, knocking off top-seeded Liberty 77-69. Senior Michael Osebonzu led the Bears with a career-high 31 points, shooting 14 of 16. Missouri State will face the winner of Middle Tennessee and Louisiana Tech Friday morning. The Mizzou Tigers face Kentucky in the SEC tournament. They tip at 11:30. The Wildcats beat LSU last night. Mizzou went 10-8 in SEC play. One of those wins against Kentucky, 73-68 in Lexington on January 7th. But Dennis Gates has seen his team lose their last two games.
The little things that may have creeped in, you have an opportunity to right those. You have an opportunity to get better. You have an opportunity as a player to get out of that slump and reset.
The St. Louis Billikens are the one seed in the A-10 tournament. They'll play Friday. Center Robbie Avila was just named the A-10 Player of the Year, but he's dealing with a foot injury, and Coach Josh Schertz is not sure he'll be able to have his top player ready as they try to pad their resume for an NCAA tournament bid.
How it heals, and then he's got to see how it feels. Like, it's hard to get a gauge as to how, you know, the pounding, and could he play, you know, 25, 30 minutes in a game. Like, you know, I don't know.
World Baseball Classic. Italy moves on to the quarterfinals after beating Mexico 9-1. Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino. Give him three shots of espresso.
That ball's hit pretty well. Leaps! And it's gone! To right. And that's deep. And that's gone! It's deep. It is gone!
Vinny's going to have so much espresso in him, he may not go to sleep tonight.
Pasquatch drove in six runs. He, along with teammate Jack Caglione and Thomas Ajayi from St. Louis, have that Italian roster at 4-0. They'll play Puerto Rico Saturday. The U.S. advances thanks to that Italy win. They'll play Canada tomorrow night. Bill Pollack, Missouri Nut Sports.